Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think boys have a problem.
I do too.
No, but boys actually have a problem.
Yeah, loads.
Okay, we talk a lot about our bowels.
Oh, you're joking. You are joking.
What do you mean I'm not joking?
You are not bringing on a topic of conversation onto another podcast.
It's not my
fault. Are you that limited with chat?
It's not my fault. I just honestly want to get. It's not me. I'm just talking about boys in general. Now I'm not going to say it. You've made me embarrassed.
What? You have piles. We know that.
No, it's not that I've
got piles. I don't think all boys do. I just think you've got bad toilet manners.
No, I just, what I've worked out is boys can't wear white boxers.
I just don't get it. I don't get why you bring that up.
I was thinking about it today. I don't know why.
But why would
why
you
people design it?
That?
No, it's not that I have it.
Girls have periods and we manage to wear white underwear.
Have I ever told you this story before?
I don't want to know. I heard about you shitting in your Spider-Man costume less than a week ago. My ears are bleeding.
I'll tell this will be the last time I talk about my bowels.
Oh my God, I've heard the story.
You haven't heard this one?
Yeah, when you slept with that girl and her mum came
that's not it. No, I didn't sleep with anyone.
You tried to.
No, I didn't try and sleep with anyone.
You climbed through someone's window just to spoon them?
I
sounds a bit
ages ago,
actually.
Ages ago, I was...
Not that long ago. I knew you at the time.
No, you didn't. Not at the time, you didn't?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, I was a bit promiscuous and I woke up in the morning and I was in someone's bed and there were my boxers on the floor and I remember it very well. I army rolled out of bed as her mum came in to say hi to us and I pulled my boxers up and I was talking to them and they were looking at me weirdly and I looked down and I had them inside out and skid marks were running out the front.
It's just so gross.
Sorry.
It's so gross. That's more icky than you sniffing your butt, I think.
Let's make a deal from now on the podcast.
Okay, fine. Every time you talk about it, I get to ask for something.
But like what? What are you going to ask for?
A Cartier bangle.
Sorry, you think that every single time that we mention our bowels that you're going to get a
Cartier
bangle? Not
our bowels. Every time you mention our bowels,
you
yes.
talk about your
I
bowels.
I don't. Do I?
Sophie, yes, you do.
The listeners can vouch for this. I just don't.
Shall we just begin the podcast?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habu.
And we met 4 years ago, and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Nearly Weds. Episode, Soph?
23.
Hey, in today's episode, we have a lot to catch up on. Save the date. We were on this morning a live TV show and we're going to talk about stag do, hen do. Bring it together. What do you call it, Soph?
Sten.
We're going to talk about the sten. So I have a little surprise for you today.
Do you want me to like dress up?
What do you mean dress up?
Why have you got goggle masks for me or whatever they're called?
Goggle masks?
Sleeping masks. And I'm not putting that on my
I have an eye mask for
no.
you.
No.
This was meant to be a lovely surprise and you've half...
I'm excited.
Okay, well, I'm excited too. So are you ready for the surprise?
Yep. Are you tapping? Is he in the room? Hello? Something's weirding me out. Where are you?
I'm going to come sit next to you. Okay.
You're scaring me. You feel different. What's going on? You're not here.
Okay, no, stop.
Oh my God, you're there. What's going on with your voices?
One of the big things that we've spoken about is our entrance music to when we get married. And,
breathing next to me, but you're there. I'm so scared.
Okay, Sophie, close your eyes like you are. Imagine.
I feel really scared.
Okay, imagine this. Here we go. You're at the altar. The door's open. Jamie, your groom, walks in towards you. And then this starts playing.
Dun,
Millie, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You're a bagpiper.
I am.
Is that what you're, the professional name?
Or like a piper is like the more like cool.
The pipe piper.
There's no swag piper.
She's a swag piper.
This is Millie the swag piper. I'm trying.
It's a really hard instrument to make cool.
It's not. It's the best instrument to make cool. And Millie, as I was saying, listen, I think I've wanted for ages, I'm half Scottish. All I want to do is have the Jurassic Park theme tune. Sophie said I could have bagpipes. So I've organised you to come here to show what our wedding would be like to have the Jurassic Park theme tune played by you, Millie, at our wedding.
It would be an honour.
I just want to say a big thank you for you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
And performing for my future wife.
Thank you.
You are just amazing. Thank you so much. Millie, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, Millie. Thank you so much. That was amazing.
Honey, what do you think of that?
Millie?
Yeah, Millie's is great.
Millie is a superstar.
So why don't we now, why don't we have that at our wedding? We have the bagpipers at
if
our wedding.
You learn it with her.
I'm not going to play the bagpipes.
You could learn that.
Sophie, I'm not going to play the I can't play the bagpipes.
There's like three pedals, surely.
Three pedals?
Three finger-like buttons.
It's to play the bagpipes, you think is easy?
You've got to have a lot of breath inside you for that.
It's firstly, it's one of the hardest instruments to play.
You can't breathe out your nose and your mouth at the same time, so you'd be screwed. You can't physically do it.
Sorry, are you joking? Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Try closing your mouth and breathing. He can't do it, guys.
Yes, I can.
He's one of those.
Yes,
maybe
I can.
Maybe you'll get a free nose job.
Sophie, my nose isn't blocked. There's nothing wrong with my nose.
I think there's like a deviated septum or something.
No, there's nothing wrong with my nose. But I do think that it would be one of the greatest things in the world if we had that at our wedding. How insane would that be?
Look, honey, I said you can have the bagpipes.
So you think we can do it?
Yeah. If your dad, who is Scottish, right? If Nick is going to, I don't know, a funeral.
Yeah.
Is he going commando underneath his kilt? Why is that? Because it's cold in Scotland.
I don't think boxers were invented. Like, do you ever go commando?
Yeah.
Oh, gross. You go commando.
Do you?
No.
You should, because you have skid marks all over your pants.
You have skid marks on your trousers. That's weird. At the wedding, we're at my friend Georgie LaRue's wedding the other weekend. We spoke on the last episode. I was man of honour. And at the dinner party, we had dinner that night. Someone came up to me who knew me, but they didn't know you, and they didn't know we had these podcasts and things like that. And they said to me a few times, they went, Sophie is so beautiful. She's so beautiful. They kept saying,
I didn't know this part of the
story.
Yeah,
they kept saying, you're so beautiful. Kept saying, you're so beautiful. And they kept saying, how on earth did you get someone like Sophie? And it got more and more aggressive. How on earth did you get someone like Sophie? And I said to them, finally, because I was so revved up, I went, well, it's because she's blind. And they thought you were actually blind.
I know. So I then walk up to Jamie and I'm like, should we go inside? And the girl says to me, how do you do it? So impressive. And I was like, what? And Jamie went, come with me. The whole thing was very strange.
And I had to pretend to lead Sophie away.
Okay, I'm just not really so sure about this.
No, it wasn't me making fun of anyone, but the whole point was is that she actually thought that you were, the reason you were dating me is because you're blind.
Makes sense. She's not wrong. I must be.
Last episode, we were reading out Daily Mail comments.
Yeah.
And this morning, we again went on This Morning.
Oh, no.
What?
How bad are the comments?
No, and last week, what happened? Last time we went on a TV show, which was Good Morning Britain, you revealed our wedding date.
Yeah.
And so we went on This Morning with Vernon Kay and Rochelle Humes. You didn't reveal anything.
No. But well, you didn't really let me speak, to be honest.
Don't. That is so...
Guys, Jamie, I don't even think they asked you a question. They were literally like, hey, how are you? Like, so we do a podcast and, da, 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 and we're 6 months away from getting... And I was literally like, I can't breathe. He's not come up for air. It was really good. Tune in. Watch it on YouTube.
It was really good. And then an article came out. I think if people read about us, I think we're not in love. The article title was really simple. It said, he's a groomzilla. Jamie Lang's fiance, Sophie, would say his wedding planning is an utter nightmare. It's causing them great anxiety. If he manages to get down the aisle before cheating again, I'll be stunned. She's a mug.
Give me another one. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
Okay. The next one from Up the Toffs says, Habu! Got a lovely rear end. It's like an old Mini Cooper.
What does that even mean?
even mean?
I'm saying my bum saggy.
You don't look. Hey, listen, you have a great bottom. It doesn't look like a Mini Cooper.
My biggest ick about you is that you call my bum bottom. It actually makes me want to vomit every time you say it. Yeah. I've told you for 4 years now, stop calling it. You are not my mum.
Okay.
So my mum, when I'm four, let me wipe your bottom. You're like, ugh.
All right, you've got an ass like a truck. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say?
Better than you've got a cute bottom.
Okay, well, one of the last comments before we get off this was, she's no mug. She's a huge social climber. Do you think she'd look at multimillionaire Jamie otherwise?
What is that? I wish you a multimillionaire.
What is that? Save the date has gone out.
No, it has not. Okay. Are you okay?
Okay, I was trying to get it. I was trying to make it look like we're ahead of the game. Save the date is nearly out.
Save the date will be out by early next week.
Yeah. And we had one of the biggest arguments the other day about Save the Date because you didn't think that I was pulling my weight once again.
It wasn't a big argument.
It was a big argument.
No, it was actually quite easily diffused, that argument, for us.
Why?
Like, you let it go quickly. Usually you're like such a bitch about it, you know?
Excuse me, what do you...
But you let it go.
What do you mean? I let it go?
I think I called you like 2 hours later and you're like, hey. Normally you're like, hi.
Apparently it's a really weird thing. What you have to do is you have to put your friends' emails down. We don't have all of our friends' email addresses.
I have gone around to all of my people and text them saying,
hello.
All
of your people?
All of my clan. And I have said, hello, can I have your email? You said, I have all my friends' emails. Don't be ridiculous. And I said, well, can you send them to me? And you said, I will do it when I'm free. And I said, you don't prioritise the wedding. And it's now 6 months to go and we don't have a save the date out.
I'm prioritising the wedding way more than you are.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
Then it comes down to it. You don't have anyone's emails. Of course you don't.
Sophie, I have sat down on that computer now, gone through the spreadsheet, messaged
everyone.
Because
you gobble it up with your big hands. How am I meant to...
gobble up with my big hands?
How am I meant to go on the computer and do it when you're sat there doing it?
You have a laptop!
No, mine's broken.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's so slow. I need to get a new one.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. It's a laptop.
It's so slow.
It's not slow.
It's so. I have to borrow yours. And if your hands are on it...
I feel like before we get into an argument, we should probably go into...
Wedding listeners. Listeners' messages.
So if you have a message, don't you?
I do have a message that is anonymous, so okay. There's no name.
Okay.
She looks very pretty, though. I'm going to get killed if she hears this. I can't even reveal myself as she's not over it, but way too funny not to share with yous. My friend got married 2 months ago, and as you can imagine, she was super nervous. She was at the altar and they were exchanging the good old I do's. When my friend was about to say I do, she honestly let out the biggest burp ever. It literally felt like it came from her toes. Oh my God. Then everyone couldn't stop laughing, including myself. It took a good 5 minutes for everyone to settle again and try to be serious. The bride almost kept laughing, so that kind of made it better.
I love that.
Oh, that's very you.
That's not very me.
That is because she would have had a glass of fizzy something on an empty stomach
before.
She
just burped.
It happens to me like nothing else. Diet Coke. I literally can't drink them without the first word being a burp.
Orla has written into us, and of course, it's about bowel movements. She says, just listen to your latest episode and can't stop laughing at Sophie using the showroom toilet.
I didn't do it. I went for a wee in there.
If you haven't listened to last episode, Sophie took a poo.
I didn't take a poo. I took a wee.
Okay.
I went for a wee.
Couldn't stop laughing at Sophie using the showroom toilet. It reminded me of when I was younger and we went to IKEA with my family. My younger sister, probably 3 or 4 at the time, kept tugging on my parents' jackets while they were talking to a member of staff. So they told her to wait a minute till they were finished talking to the man. Turns out she couldn't wait a minute. She needed the toilet and conveniently found the bathroom section of IKEA.
Oh, no.
And proceeded to poo in one of the toilets in the store. My parents came and found her sat on the toilet, were so mortified they left the store without telling anyone, leaving the shit behind.
That's in a movie, isn't it? Like Grown Ups or something. That is so funny. That is
God.
So sweet. A little 3-year-old. If I saw a little 3-year-old just do a poo in IKEA, I'm like, that is so cute.
Oh my God.
I wanted to poo
so...
in the hot tub with my family when I was really young.
You did?
Yeah, I was like three.
And you pooed in the hot tub?
And everyone was like in the hot tub at my granddad's, and everyone was like, what's that? And I was like,
sorry, three. You're just admitting you pooed in a hot tub.
I was three, and it was with all my cousins.
How big was it?
Small. Yeah, I was three. How big do you think my poo was?
Well, if there anything to go by now, well, you've got a Mini Cooper as a butt. Like, it's not.
Shut up.
Do you have another listener's message?
I do. Okay, so this listener message is from Neve Scanlan. Listening to your podcast while revising, and it reminded me of my parents' wedding. It was a beautiful day and everything was going perfectly until the reception. My mum went for a makeup touch-up before hitting the dance floor, and her makeup artist dropped the pinkest lipstick, which flew all down the front of my mum's wedding dress. And every time she tried to pick it up, it caused more of a mark. Then one of her drunk uncles said that white wine and vodka would get it out, and just threw a whole glass of white wine up. She got on with
that. Wait, just imagine that.
This will do it.
It's just chucking white wine on it.
She got on with her night, and the manager of the venue approached her because someone had got hold of a permanent black pen and vandalised every single stool in the ladies' room. What? So the day after my mum's wedding, she had to go back to the venue and scrub off all the permanent pen off the walls so they didn't get a fine.
Oh.
I know the lipstick thing because it's like clumpy, and if you try and pick it off, but it just mushes back in.
Oh,
that
so
would
good.
Be really devastating.
We have one more listener's message from Erin, who says, "Hi guys, absolutely loving the podcast. I was a bridesmaid for my cousin's wedding last summer. The hairstylist kindly offered to get us some coffees. We had informed her that my cousin, the bride, is lactose intolerant. My cousin took a sip and said it didn't taste like almond milk, but neither did anyone else's. So we assured it must have been the right coffee, and she drank it all. Around an hour later, my cousin started complaining she had stomach pains, so had a couple of paracetamols and put it down to nerves. The ceremony was at 12 p.m. My cousin walked down the aisle looking beautiful in her long, white, slinky silk dress. Oh, as I stood at the front with my cousin's back facing me, I noticed she had a brown stain on her dress. After a couple of minutes, the brown stain became darker and darker as I realised she must have sharted. What on earth
is going on? No, it can't be true. I don't believe
Luckily,
it.
Luckily, no one else to seem noticed, and she actually had a spare wedding dress.
What? Spare wedding dress. It must have been her second dress.
Oh my.
She didn't shart. Surely you wouldn't do that. Surely you would know if you shat yourself.
Oh, that is just brilliant. Guys, to every single person who constantly writes into our lovely little podcast, we love you so much. Please keep sending them in. They entertain us so much. You can send it to our email, contact@nearlywedspodcast.com, or you can slide into our DMs at nearlywedspodcast. That's the end of
listeners' messages.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, we've got to get back to the actual wedding chat. And the big thing which happened on this morning is I revealed something.
You revealed that we are having a Sten.
We're having a Sten. And I was so nervous to tell my best men.
You're getting the big white wedding. I want to have a Sten. Also, we can both have a hen and a stag separately too.
No. If we're going to do one big thing together, we just do it. We do a Sten.
No, I'm going to have a small hen as well in London, I think. Wait, are you actually trying to pretend that you don't want a Sten?
No, I wouldn't mind the idea of a Sten. You know, I have to tell all of my best men.
Listen up, guys.
Yeah, I have to tell all my best men that we're actually not going to be doing a stag do anymore.
Well, now I feel bad. Just do a stag do.
Why? No, because you don't want that to happen.
No, but I don't really care that much. I just think it'd be fun. Basically, I don't like having all the attention on me. So if you're there, then it's kind of mostly on you. Like, I find it a bit overwhelming to think of like two whole days just about me. Like, that is like...
Why do you think a Sten is better than a stag do and a hen do separate?
I think it's just because I would like you to take the attention.
That's what it is.
That's for me why. But I also think it's quite fun.
And also, where do we want to go and do this? Because this is the thing we've got to talk about.
One house be girls, one house be boys, and do different things in the day, then meet up for like a dinner in the evening and like go to the club. I think it's so sick.
We're going to have two separate houses.
Yeah.
Okay. There's going to be a girl's house. There's going to be a boy's house.
Yeah.
When you go on your Sten with me, that means, who's going to make the rules?
What do you mean, who makes the rules?
Well, who makes the rules? What are the rules going to be when we go on the Sten?
What, like, don't you could like look at a stripper but don't get with them? What do you mean?
What do you mean? That's not
what do you mean? The rules,
but sorry, you think on the Sten,
who does the itinerary? Is that what you
yes.
mean?
Yes, sorry,
Toby.
Sorry, did you think that people on stag do's they go to strip clubs and just look? What do you think?
No, you have a stripper like shake their booty, their Mini Cooper in front of you.
What do you think happens on a stag do? Go on, give me a lowdown on what you think would happen on a stag do.
I think that you get. Drink pints at the airport. You go to like Wetherspoons. You drink pints. You're going to like Denmark or Amsterdam. You get to the airport. You probably all gone out the night before. You arrive out. You're a bit hungover. You get some pints down. And you get on the flight. I don't know what you do the flight. Say shit jokes. You'd land. More alcohol. You're quite drunk at this point.
Yeah.
Then you're like, rah! Someone gets their bum out in like the car window. Someone is sick. You get home, you get change, but loads of alcohol's out. You're drinking loads, and then like in comes a stripper, or you go to a stripper's house. On
go to a stripper's. Sorry, you think what happens on a stag do is that we go to some stripper's house? Why are we going to their house?
No, I think that you'd like play like old ping pong football with the drinks. You know what's it called? Beer pong.
We're gonna play beer pong.
You play beer pong, and then you like go get some hash brownies if you're in Amsterdam. Legends.
So you think I fly to Denmark and play beer pong and then go to a stripper's house?
Only you go down the red light district if you announce that.
And do what there?
I don't know. Hopefully you don't go in.
So I just go and look at it.
Well, most people go down and just look at them.
Honey, this is the worst stag do in the world. Well, I'm not going to do that on a stag
do. What would you do?
I would probably go skiing and I would have a nice, lovely time skiing.
No, I said no to skiing because there are dads and it's just dangerous and no.
I would go rock climbing. That's what I'd do.
I bet your mates would love that.
Okay, so then what is the perfect hen do? Give me the perfect hen do. Go. Perfect. I want it from the very beginning. Where are you going?
Okay, I've said this before, private jet. We get on the flight, we have sushi and snacks, like yum, little...
Why am I in Wetherspoons and you're in a private jet?
It's just the way the cookie crumbles. I get like little plates of fruit, some sushi, some little, don't know, meats and whatever. We land, we get
you
our
a charcuterie board on
a charcuterie board, exactly. Champagne. We land, maybe some picantes. Land, someone takes our bags to the villa, unpacks for us, because that would be nice. We then have a meal with more drinking, get ready. Maybe they like play some funny games like Mr. and Mrs., but nice video of you declaring your love for me. Mm-hmm. Get ready, go to a club, eat and drink some more, dance. Repeat. Maybe go on a boat the next day. Dream.
So that's a stag do and a hen do. And then
I mean, it's quite.
And then if you mix them together for us, Sten, what's going to happen there? So now give me that, because that's what we're doing.
We're going to do mostly my thing.
So we're going to get 30 people on a private jet.
We won't do the private jet thing, but we'll go to Ibiza, I think.
Okay.
Opening weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, I've said the date again. We'll go to Ibiza at some point. And we'll have a boy villa and a girl villa.
Yeah, okay. What else happens?
And we will, maybe you boys will drink and you probably will play like beer pong or football in the garden.
Yeah.
And us girls will drink and eat food.
Okay.
And then we'll probably play, you boys will probably have a stripper and I'll have...
Why does it always go back to strippers?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I feel like you're creepy like that. And I'll have like Mr. and Mrs. where you declare your love. And then we'll meet up for dinner. We'll get changed and meet up for dinner and then go to a club.
I feel like today's been a lot of arguing and a lot of just
I feel exhausted from it.
All right.
You're a lot of work.
You're a lot of work.
You're tiresome. I'm ready for a timeout this evening.
Okay, well, I'm gonna after this podcast, we're gonna have a timeout and not talk to each other.
I'm gonna get a snog, I can't wait.
From who?
The delivery.
What the Oh, you mean a frozen
what
yogurt?
What do you mean I'm going to get a snog?
You said you're going to sit
with Desperate Housewives and a snog. What do you mean I was going to get...
You just said you're going to get a snog from the delivery man. I was like, what are you talking about?
It's more surprising you were like, yeah, sweet, from who are you going to snog tonight?
Oh, God, right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's time you've all been waiting for. It's time for...
Reverse Mr. and Mrs.
Today's reverse, Mr. and Mrs. Very simple. You ready for this?
Yep.
Our favourite musical.
I love musicals.
And the way reverse Mr. and Mrs. works, if you're just tuning into the episodes, we have to guess which other one, what the other person's thinking. It's like reverse Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
I'm 2-1 up at the moment in the competition.
You won't even know what music. I know what yours
I know,
is.
I know. No, you don't I'm know. What, no, you have no clue what mine
I've
is.
Got, I do.
You have no clue what mine
Already?
Is.
Ready? Want a bet?
Okay, fine. So why don't you start then and guess what
don't
mine is?
Don't lie though, because what happens is you lie.
Okay, I don't lie.
Lion King is yours.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
What is it then?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
The Book of Mormon.
It's not. No, it's not.
You've is that got even it amazing?
You've got it wrong again. You've got it wrong again. Bugsy Malone. When I was younger, I used to pretend that my girlfriend was Tallulah.
Yeah, Bugsy Malone. Tallulah. My name is Tallulah. My first rule of thumb. I don't know where I'm going or where I'm coming from.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Who would I, if I was going to be in a musical, who would I play?
The big pig in Lion King. The big warthog.
I would play Pumbaa.
Yeah, you'd be Pumbaa.
I would play Pumbaa.
Yeah, 100%.
I would play... Do you know who you'd play? You'd play Rafiki.
Who the hell's that? The monkey? Your favourite animal is so great. Better than being Pumbaa.
I know exactly what yours is.
Wait.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Your favourite musical is The Witch.
Never watched it, idiot.
That is so upsetting. You sing that all the time.
What do I sing all the time?
What? Nothing.
There goes the baker with his tray like always. The same old bread.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
Your favourite musical is Beauty and the Beast. Sing another song. Sing another song for Beauty and the Beast.
Teapot. Okay, sorry, I beg
you
your
lose,
pardon.
You lose unless you sing another song.
But mine
sing
is actually
sing
Les
song.
Miserables.
You can't just change it.
Les Mis.
Okay, do a song from Les Mis.
Don't you fret, Monsieur Maria.
Do you hear the
people singing the songs of angry men?
This is the music of
angry.
This is the music of people who will not be slaves again when the beating of your heart.
34201.
Why are you just doing a phone number? I feel like no one won today. That is the end of...
Reverse Mr. and Mrs.
As always, ladies and gentlemen, we like to end the podcast with a wedding favour. This is a business, an idea, a tip, a trick, something that we can sing and shout about on the podcast. If you would like to get in touch with us to send in a wedding favour or to write into us at all you got to do is send us an email, contact@nearlywedspodcast.com or slide into our DMs @nearlywedspodcast. We have a voice note from the lovely Kay, who has said this.
Hi, Sophie and Jamie. My wedding favour is a little piece of advice that was given to me on the morning of my wedding about how to navigate going to the toilet in a wedding dress. So when you need to go to the loo for number one, you have to sit on the toilet the wrong way around. So to put it bluntly, you basically have to straddle the toilet facing the cistern with your back to the door. So I know it sounds like it goes against everything that feels natural, and it does. But even if your dress has the slightest train, netting, or if it's of a heavier material, then you don't have to struggle trying to gather the whole thing up to try and lift and twist it behind you in an attempt to sit down. So there you go. I can't believe I've been drawn into contributing to more Loo Chat, but Jamie, you love it. And Sophie, well, it might come in handy. Bye.
Oh, I love her. And that's honestly, that is such bloody good advice.
How great is
that? I have never, ever been told that. I honestly think that's key.
Is that amazing?
That's the best advice ever.
That's a really...
I hadn't even thought about how I'd be going for
isn't that,
the loo.
That's like... That's...
And I mean the loo all the time for a number one.
That is a really great shout. The only problem is that... What do you do if you need a number two?
You just don't.
You just don't
you
do
just
it.
Don't. You just don't.
So if you need number two, you just don't do it?
You don't.
So what do you do?
Suck it up. No, not like that. Ew.
Ooh. All right, everybody, have a wonderful time. If you're getting married this weekend or this week, good luck. We love that you're doing it. If you're getting engaged or you're thinking about getting engaged to someone, congratulations, good luck as well. It's better than you can imagine. And trust me, even though Sophie and I have fun with each other, we really do love each other, don't we?
We really do love each other.
Remember, please get in touch with any stories at all with our Instagram or email. It's in the description below. And thank you once again to Millie, our bagpiper.
Oh, you're wonderful, Millie.
You're wonderful, Millie. Have the best day. We'll see you next week on another Monday for another episode of Nillyweds.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.